It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a magic marker. A felt pen.
It's a mistake.
It's a trap.
It's a fucking comedy.
It's quiet. Maybe too quiet.
It's all happening.
It's a good day to die.
It's a good day to talk about movies.
Welcome back. It's a good day to talk about nostalgia, memories of tomorrow. I'm your host, Nyatafa. Joining me on today's Monday episode is Duncan. How's it going, Duncan?
Hey, how's it going?
We're here today to talk about the new short film that Duncan has been working on in collaboration with past guest of the pod and a fellow host of the Sunday Movie Squad episodes, Kari. I'll be your host in this episode, giving Duncan a chance to be on the other side of the pod. This is the 7th episode in this mini-series, so feel free to go and check out our backlog. We've got some really exciting interviews in there. These have been weekly episodes where we go through the short film and discuss the progress being made. Once the short film is done, we'll find another topic, but for the next few weeks, we'll be discussing nostalgia memories of tomorrow. Does that sound good, Duncan?
Yeah, for now. Hopefully, we'll get it finished.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Duncan, you want to let us know what we do on GDT?
Here's a reminder of what we do on GDT. On Fridays, we have our full-length episodes. On Mondays, we have the nostalgia bonus episodes, which you're listening to right now. On Tuesdays, we have the MCU episodes, where we go through the Marvel Cinematic Universe and also check out any new superhero property, like DC, Marvel, independent stuff, anything from, like, when The Boys Season 3 finishes, we'll do a recap of that. And when Thor 4 drops, we'll also do a recap of that. So those are our Tuesday episodes. Then Thursdays, we have a new TV show, new movie, something relevant, or someone else on to talk about one of their favorite movies. Right now, we're doing the Kenobi miniseries, but once that's over in a couple weeks, we will have something new, something relevant, like we said.
Hey, so Duncan, where are we at right now in the shooting process? I know you're almost done. I know you probably only have, like, one or two more shoot days, but what's the holdup? People want to see the movie.
Yeah, so we have a couple more days left. There's just some missing shots that we have, and we're trying to schedule those last couple days. It's really the cleanup of the movie at this point, I feel like, where we have most of it shot. We're really ready to show it to people, but it's just needing a couple more things, and because of that, it's not ready for people to see yet, obviously, but I think within the next month, hopefully, we'll get it done, and we'll be able to show it to you guys. But yeah, like one or two more shooting days, maybe three, but not full days.
Yeah, just like picking up the pieces a little bit, that makes sense. I've seen a cut of the first day, and I really enjoyed it. Have you showed it to anyone who, like, makes films more professionally? And, like, if you have, like, what was their feedback?
Yeah, I have to give a big shout-out to both Chris Alina and Travis Malloy, who are both past guests of the pod, who gave great interviews, also friends of the program now, obviously. Like, definitely check out Chris's stuff. Chris Alina, he's done Audio Guide. He's now doing Refused Classification, which is a new short film that's in festivals soon. So definitely stay notified for that, and, you know, follow GDT because we're always posting about it whenever there's an update. But he's Christoph_Alina on Twitter, so check him out for sure. He's been a huge help. I've sent him probably 10 to 15 different versions of this movie, and he's always given a bunch of good feedback that we've listened to. And then Travis Malloy, another former guest who is known for the movie Infinity Chamber, among other things, and is working on other things right now as well. We've stayed in contact after our interview, and he's been super helpful watching, again, just like Chris, a bunch of different cuts of the movie, a bunch of different versions of it, giving his ideas on it, things that we've listened to, things that we learned from early on, where we sent him, like, an early version of it, and he was like, oh, well, here's what I would say, here's what I would do, and we were like, oh, well, fuck yeah, you know better than us, and we'll listen to you for sure. We don't think we're smarter than him. So we took the advice from the two of them and other people as well, but those are the big guys who have been super, super helpful. And Travis is been still in contact about it and eager to help as well, to the point where he's actually offered to do the coloring on the movie. And I've told this to a bunch of different people, but at this point, he sent a test of what he could do for the coloring for the rest of the movie. He did, like, a 1-minute clip that he altered the color for, and buddy, I cannot watch my original version anymore. His version is so much better. It looks like a movie now because he's colored it, and he's been super cool to agree to do the coloring for the whole movie once it's finished. He said that, get the edit done, this, that, and the other, finish the filming, obviously, first, and then he'll color the rest of it. But that's been, like, out of this world crazy, did not expect the help from people who are real filmmakers. You know, we're trying our best to make a movie, and we have a lot of faith in it, and we really do think that once people are able to see it, hopefully, they'll enjoy it. But it's been super cool to have, like, filmmakers that we respect on board for it and watching it in the first place and then giving feedback as well. But some of the feedback, I guess, that we've gotten is, I don't know. I don't necessarily want to get into what they've said about it because I want the audience to see it first, maybe.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's really cool. I didn't know you had the whole team working on this thing. That's really interesting. I guess maybe that sounded like a leading question, but it honestly wasn't. So you mentioned how, I mean, you were probably joking, but you mentioned how that once seeing Travis Malloy's version of that clip without any coloring, like how you didn't even like want to watch your own version anymore. Like, how has your vision changed with inputs from the outside? Because like at the end of the day, you know, like we've spoken about on the podcast before, the movie is like kind of your brainchild. Like, it's in your mind's eye more than anybody else's. So like how is it to change what's going on in your mind's eye based on other people's vision?
Honestly, I wouldn't say that it's changed that much. I think that what I had in my mind for the most part was more the story than it was how it would look when I was writing it. And because of that, I think what we have right now is honestly my version of it. It's like when you read a book and you imagine what it would look like and you imagine the characters and you picture the scene and then you see a movie and you're like, well, that's not how I pictured it. And it's different. I get that. But for me, I didn't necessarily picture the scenes when I was writing it. And maybe that's because I wasn't reading something new to me. I was the one creating it. But for this one, at least, and it's a short film and there's no dialogue, so that's probably a big part of it. But I wasn't picturing it when I wrote it. And so now that we have things put to film, that's when I'm now like, okay, this is now what I picture it as. It's the same thing with Nathan Dale Harris's score, where I didn't have an idea for what the movie would sound like. I just knew that there would be a score for it that would be over the dialogue and you wouldn't hear the dialogue. And then as soon as we started using Dale's song, it was obvious to me that it was the right choice. And then it also became the sound of the movie. So now I can't picture the movie without that sound. And it's the same thing with, honestly, I mean, I was half joking, I guess, but seriously, what Travis did to the coloring is phenomenal and it is leagues above what we had beforehand. And I loved what we had beforehand. I was super into it. I still am into everything we filmed, but what we had for the coloring and stuff was not up to what he's doing now. So it is like, once you see the version that is maybe going to become the final version, or maybe there's another step after that, because like right now I'm listening to Dale's song for the score, but it's not the final version of it. He's going to re-record it, obviously. So it's like maybe final adjacent, not quite the final product, but when you have that and you're able to then associate it with the final product, I think it's helpful. And like I said, things like the coloring and the score are now how I picture it, because I'm associating those things with the movie. And the same thing with certain shots. I didn't have particular shots necessarily that I was going to need to have in the film that I wanted to use before filming. But then once we started filming, then I fell in love with certain shots. So honestly, really not feeling too much like I've lost my vision or that my baby is being like mutilated in some way. I do feel like what we have now has become my vision. From the beginning, I had the story, but what it was going to look like wasn't necessarily solidified. But now after filming it, it has been solidified in my mind, at least.
That's a good answer. So yeah, what are some of the biggest challenges you faced around shooting?
I think probably scheduling has been one of the bigger issues, just because everyone's got other things going on. No one's getting paid for this. No one is doing this as their primary job. So it's just hard to get timing for everything. Kari's traveling with business and everyone else has their own things. And Saturdays have been the best day for shooting, but if people want to do other things, it can be tough, especially if we need night shots. Saturday nights aren't necessarily the easiest time to schedule people to have availability, but everyone's been really great on set with their acting, and we haven't had to do too many takes on anything, so not a lot of issues there. I would say that we're getting the angles we want. I think we're hopefully getting creative shots ones that I find creative, at least. And I think that for the most part, it's been going well. And there seems to be a lot of us working as a team and everyone wanting it to get finished. Finally, like I said, we're really trying to get it done. But I think that the biggest struggles are probably like budget related and time constraints and stuff like that. The normal stuff on an independent film, probably. But I'm not complaining. It's been, for the most part, very easy, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, there's an all-star team attached to it. So you've got a lot going on with the podcast and all the work that you put in. I mean, you're basically on every episode. You've got the movie when it's done shooting. Do you think that, you know, like once Nostalgia is done, you're going to take a little bit of a break? Or do you think that you're going to try and work a little bit closer with guys like Travis or something like that on like a new project? You're just going to like jump straight into it?
I would already be writing something if I had the time.
Yeah.
But I'm just slam packed right now. I have not a lot of free time and I want to be spending more time watching things. I haven't even been able to go to the theaters that much. Hopefully I'm seeing Crimes of the Future tonight. But for the most part, I don't have a lot of free time. It's a lot of editing. It's a lot of recording. It's a lot of watching the films that I do need to have watched for the recordings and then the usual stuff, but not a lot of time to write. I have a couple projects that I need to get on, both writing and artistically. I have some logos that I need to do / t-shirt designs that I need to do, and I also have some writing that needs to be done. Obviously, if I want to have another film or script in play after Nostalgia, then I'll need to have actually written something. So I need to do that. And then I've been in contact with some people about doing some film review writing as well. So I'd like to do my first one of those as soon as I again have an ounce of free time, but just too busy right now. But yeah, I would love to start working on something as soon as possible, because for me, it's like, I don't know how much I actually like shooting the movie. It's more of an means to the end where, and it sucks because I think a lot of people do actually like the filmmaking process, but for me, it's like, all right, let's just get the good take and then let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to do it forever and spend all day there. And I don't like when it takes months to finish small shots and shit like that. It's like, I really want to have the idea, get it written, which is a huge hurdle as well. But once it's written, it's like, all right, let's fucking show this to people, right? And I just don't have the patience for the whole film shooting process and the actual production of it. But, and I also don't like the editing that much either. So I don't know what part of the film making process I do like other than showing it to people. So I don't know if that's maybe even a artistic way of looking at it, where it's like, well, fuck, I hate making this shit, but I love the art so much, I need to give it to you, which just sounds very pretentious of me, but I'm just thinking of maybe a way to spin zone it so that it doesn't sound like I just hate making movies, even though I really want to make movies.
I mean, I think I can tell that you really like the writing process.
Yeah, I mean, when it's flowing, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of times where you have an idea or you don't have an idea and you can stop there, but when you do have an idea and you're just like, well, what do I do exactly, though? How do I present this? I have this scene that I know I need to do right now, but how do I do it exactly? It's like the same question I love to ask all of our interviewees on the Friday episodes, where it's like, everyone says, all right, I want to make a movie. Do you have any advice? And everyone says, just do it. That's the advice. And it's like, well, okay, I've decided to just do it, but like, how can I do it? Right? How, like, what's the process? Like, I've already decided to go for it, but the help there, right?
No, I mean, that's fair. People, like, I feel like when they, I mean, you hear, like, everybody that's established in an industry, like, when young people are asking for advice, to like, just go for it. And it's like, okay, like, I mean, that's why I'm asking you, because I do want to just go for it. But, like, other than that, bro, like, give me something to work with here.
If I wasn't thinking about it, then I wouldn't ask you, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do like that advice. It is something important, but it's like, we'd never get an actual answer if we didn't tell people they couldn't say that answer, because everyone would just say, just do it. Yeah, motherfucker, I'm fucking trying. Which, no, again, no offense to the people who say that, but I love to be like, again, to our interviewees, I love to tell them, well, I have decided to just do it. I need help from there now.
Yeah.
I think that's more valuable.
So on that bright and shiny note, then we'll wrap up today's podcast. Thank you to our listeners for making it this far, both our returning listeners as well as our new listeners. We hope you enjoyed it and we hope you stick around. Remember, you've got episode releasing tomorrow, Tuesday, June 7th, where they'll be reviewing Thor. On Thursday, Duncan, Gardner, and special guest will be reviewing Kenobi Part 4. And on Friday is an interview. Get excited about that and be sure to check out our back catalog of episodes. While you're waiting for new episodes to drop, be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Good Day to Pod and on Facebook at GDT Podcasts. Also, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you're listening to podcasts. Remember, you can always find us by searching the letters GDT anywhere podcasts are available. That's the end of the show. Peace out, everyone. I'll see you next Monday.
Thanks for listening, folks. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.